From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick named a new chief of staff today. His former chief of staff resigned Monday after a local paper published text messages that suggest she and Mayor Kilpatrick had a romantic relationship. But as Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ofshinsky reports, these messages raise issues far beyond infidelity.
The story has all the makings of a Hollywood script, including sex, politics, money, and possible criminal charges.
Thank you for coming. I have a brief statement and will be taking no questions.
Late last week, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy announced she began looking into whether Mayor Kilpatrick and his chief of staff, Christine Beattie, lied under oath during a whistleblower's trial last summer.
The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office will conduct an independent investigation that will be fair, impartial, and thorough. We will not be rushed by anyone or anything.
The controversy began last Wednesday when the Detroit Free Press published text messages sent between Mayor Kilpatrick and his chief of staff. The messages, explicit at times, suggest the two had a romantic relationship. But what may have been written off as an embarrassing revelation has become something more. That's because the two denied under oath having an affair. They were both called to testify after two former members of the Detroit Police Department sued the mayor and city, claiming they were unfairly punished for investigating the Kilpatrick administration. The lawsuit cost the cash-strapped city nearly $9 million. As stewards of the budget, some members of the city council aren't waiting for the results of the criminal investigation. Joanne Watson says the council has a fiduciary duty to conduct its own inquiry.
We will be pursuing all the avenues to ensure that our charter mandated responsibilities are upheld during this very critical period for our city.
As the political and legal pressure builds for the mayor, many in Michigan are assessing the collateral damage. Craig Ruff is a political analyst with Public Sector Consultants. He says Detroit can't afford this kind of controversy.
There seemed to be a tipping point in the last year where just enough development of housing and entertainment, nightlife, was taking place that there was a new hope. And this has the potential of crushing that hope.
Kilpatrick's office released a brief statement not long after the text messages became public, in which he called the messages, quote, profoundly embarrassing. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ofshinsky in Detroit.